Community Day in Findlay. It's your country now, 100.5 WKXA. Good morning, Rex Howard, and we are on the McDonald's Plaza here at McDonald's on Tiffin Avenue as we wrap things up here this morning. Now, Jay, he'll be over a little bit later, Extreme Flooring Solutions at 2 o'clock, so talking to a lot of folks over there. They'll have food trucks as well and some giveaways. Joined by Coach Stephen Adams, head football coach of your Findlay Trojans. Good morning.
Good morning. I'll take that introduction again. That's 2 years in a row. I feel good.
There you go. We are, you know, this cooler weather in the morning kind of reminds you of football.
It does, right? A little crispy in the air, kind of gets you thinking about fall. And, you know, we're super excited about when that time comes.
So you've got things going on this summer. You're putting together some activities for your players. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so I think first and foremost, you know, we're in that summer phase of, you know, summer workouts. So we're early risers. We get up Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and we get up, we get a workout in. And, you know, at this point in time, we're really trying to work hard on that strength development, speed development, and also you add in some of that football part, the schematics as well, too. But really getting the guys conditioned mentally and physically for hopefully a long season.
Well into the playoffs.
Into the playoffs, So we add that in, and, you know, we've also doing some things to kind of really build strong bonds. Like today's, we have Fellowship Friday, is what I call it, and we do something that's maybe not football-related every Friday, but gives us a chance to get together. So today we're actually doing some softball games and just having a good time and just, you know, once again, being together, getting to know each other. We have some new kids out, you know, the freshmen that are going to be incoming freshmen, so... you know, more importantly than just X's and O's, bonding and trusting of your teammates is huge during this time of the year. Team building is huge during this time of the year.
It is huge. So very good. And this will be the last year for the track.
Yes.
And then you're going to the next phase here.
Yeah.
With who, some of the teams?
Yeah, so, you know, we have a couple on our schedule already. So you think of Anthony Wayne, Perrysburg, you know, Fremont's Whitmer, they're all coming you know, from the track in as well, too. Clay will be in there as well, Springfield, some of the schools up north. So, yeah, no, we're super, super excited. I mean, our time in the track has been awesome. You know, we appreciate the competition and loved every second of it. I think it was just a matter of getting some like-minded schools together. And it's still a high level of football, and that's what's even more exciting as well.
Some great competition among those schools. That's
no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Very good. One thing, you just came back from Pittsburgh. Is that right? What was going on over there?
Yeah, so I was in Pittsburgh. Actually, got a chance to meet my mother halfway. She, you know, she lives in Westchester, Pennsylvania. So met halfway, just kind of caught up on my off day, and then had an opportunity to stop by and check in with the Pitt Panthers and also watch the Steelers practice as well, too.
It was at the same time.
I have to say, literally, I felt I'm standing in the middle of the field and I'm watching the guys work out for the Pittsburgh Panthers. They're running around getting their workout in. And then on the other side, the Steelers are having a legitimate walkthrough. So pretty unique. At one point in time, I said, where am I right now? Is this really happening? As I look over and, you know, TJ Watt's over there, Coach Tomlin's over there, and then, you know, the great coaches of the Pitt Panthers are doing a great job as well, too. So was there, and then Michigan State yesterday, so I've been a little bit all over the place.
Yeah, you have been. Findlay head football coach Stephen Adams, and we are good. And we have – you have some the Montgomery brothers that have been recruited.
Yeah.
Luke going to Ohio State, and Ryan – you took, you went up to a Michigan State yesterday?
Yeah, so obviously we're you know, along with being, you know, the summertime as well, there are some opportunities for guys to – go to certain camps and work out in schools to see them. So we've had guys in that have ranged from all over the place. I've been to Wittenberg. Some guys have been to Bowling Green this week. You know, some good things like that as well. And, you know, and still with Luke's recruitment being done, Ryan's is still kind of heating up as well, too. So yesterday was a chance for him to go to Michigan State. They hold camps there, so you get a chance to work one-on-one with – not one-on-one, but with multiple coaches and get some good practice and good work in. So it was good to get up there. They have a great coaching staff, and they're very helpful. So I got to learn some as well, too. So just a lot of learning from all levels and all coaches around the country. It's been super fun.
Now, the one thing with Luke, you had a lot of high-level coaches in, and one, you had a hero of yours, I think, come in. You're a Clemson fan.
Yes, I am.
And Dabo Sweeney was in town. And did you take him to Dietz's?
We took him to Dietz's, So first and foremost, you're absolutely right about that. That's as a fan, it was been a joy to build a relationship with him and his staff as well too. And that night was a very cold night, and the plane, their private plane, ended up freezing over, so we had a little delay and had to get to Detroit. So we took them to beaches. We figured that was, hey, while you're when in Rome, while you're here, let's make sure we get you some of the traditions and some of our local shops, and beaches being one of the best that I, anytime when I got here, they told me about it, and then when my family comes, I tell them about it. So, you know, let's get them over there. So that was fun.
That was an awesome photo. Before we let you go, what do you love about the Finley community being part of it?
You know, I think just one, you know, I feel like for me personally, I'm an outsider essentially coming from Pennsylvania. I just think the acceptance, I think kind of the natural integration of people accepting me in the schools and really allowing me to work with their children. But then also just, you know, coming together. You know, I thought last year was really unique in the fact that, you know, you're coming off of what we came through, worked through a pandemic, and you know, I think of our Midnight Madness that we held. It was our first annual Midnight Madness, and man, how many people showed up? How many people were just happy to be out together? I think our community's awesome. It's growing, and I hope we can continue to stay together and work through things together as well, too, because there's nothing like a great community.
Very good. Finley football head football coach, Coach Stephan Adams here. And looking forward to the season starting in August, right?
Absolutely. August. We're rolling all year long, but in August we start off. We have two good scrimmages at St. Mary's. We go down to Huber Heights Wayne, which will be some great competition. Wow. And then, you know, it rolls from there. We have a great schedule, competitive schedule, and I think our kids are